Another edition of Geeks in Malaysia. I'm Emily Chan.
I'm Nate Dorian.
And I'm Carol M. Baha.
And today, today, what are we talking about today, Nick?
We're going to be talking about Rogers the Musical. We're going to be talking about the latest installment on Broadway featuring the Avengers.
A Christmas special.
Yes,
amazing Christmas spectacular.
Yeah, I'm not sure who wrote the script and the music, but it looks like it's going to be Broadway's next smash hit.
Oh my God, when... we're talking about Hawkeye. But yeah, when they saw... We're just going to get right into it. When they did that fucking... Oh, that musical was so bad.
I cannot. I'm like,
it
what
was
is
so bad.
What was the costumes?
Why were the costumes so cheap?
Yes. Like, it's supposed to be Broadway.
It's on Broadway.
Hawks in a hoodie?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, they're all in like just like a vest and like a like
if I'm honest,
all of them were in hoodies. They were all in hoodies.
I would have preferred like get a Lou Ferrigno type, like a fucking bodybuilder to play the Hulk.
Well, yeah, but then, you know, like, they go like, but can he sing?
Find one. I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it is a show within a show, so I guess. I mean, but you were the one that wanted to watch it when the trailer came out. You were all like, oh my God, yeah. I want to watch Rogers the Musical.
Yeah, fuck that. Give us a fucking hour and a half long on Rogers the Musical. No. I want to watch that shit.
No, that looked terrible.
A proper one or that one?
No, that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Why was Hawkeye so skinny in the musical?
Everyone was skinny in the musical.
They were all scrawny.
And why did Ant-Man fucking look like Adam or something?
Although, then once it gets to the moment where, you know, the Black Widow is dancing somersaults in Hawkeye's face when he notices. That was sad.
That was a sad moment.
But that was not the beginning of the show.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
The beginning of the show was... Man, that was a swank. That's a swanky ass New York apartment.
Yeah, man.
I mean, you know,
multiple floors.
I mean, it's pretty. It's a pretty standard brownstone, isn't it? Like, is it pretty?
That's not a brownstone. They were high up.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were high up.
It's a duplex. It was a duplex penthouse,
and it's near Times Square.
Really?
Well, I mean,
no, it's near
wasn't
Central
that
Station.
Wasn't that the radius that first Avengers attack was?
No, that was Grand Central Station that side.
Sorry, Grand Central.
Yeah, Grand Central Station, not Times Square. I'm like, yeah, I was like sitting there going like, okay, 2012, what was this? And I'm like, broom, broom, broom. And I'm like, wait, it's just, oh my God, it's a Chitauri.
Yeah, this is...
It is the Battle of New York.
Callback to the first Avengers film.
I mean, the apartment is so big that when the attack happens, she can't find her parents for a good couple of minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, where are you? Gone missing.
I mean, but that's the fantasy like New York apartment, right? Like that's the fantasy height, like
I guess, but for upper, a rich family, the only board game they have is checkers. That's kind of sad.
Well, I mean, you know, is that a Parcheesi?
Hey,
so
you never know. They might have had more board games. It's just we never saw them.
Maybe there's
an entire room dedicated to board games.
maybe the checkers is, you know, laminated with gold and diamonds and platinum.
Either way, sticking to the comics, Kate Bishop be rich.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And Vera Conjuring Woman is the mom.
Right. Yes. 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 I was trying to like, is that her? That is her, right?
Yeah,
that
yeah with the bad wig.
Yeah,
with the bad wig. For the flashback.
Yeah, okay, so wait. To give context, for those of you that don't know, Hawkeye is the latest installment in the whole Marvel TV franchise, if you've been living under a rock.
And also, of course, as usual,
spoilers.
I mean, I'm not
obviously.
Sure if we
need to just spoiled
that.
The first 5 minutes pre-credit sequence.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I mean, like...
To be fair.
It's only the first 5 minutes. Can you call it a spoiler?
Not really.
Yeah.
Because you watched 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And okay. I liked how, like, you know, like, the mother was like, you know, so...
Excuse me?
What the hell was that?
I'm not sure if you heard, but that was a loud boom.
Yeah.
In our studio, and now we're like, wait, we locked all the doors. I think it's the back door, isn't it?
It's the wind.
And the back door?
Oh, fuck right. me. That was hey, like...
I mean, like...
I'm not sure if the mics picked that up, but that was a pretty loud boom.
We were having a tense...
Might have gotten a bit.
I mean, we were having a tense moment just there, like, especially almost like the beginning of Hawkeye.
Yes.
You know, with like impending doom, possibly. And yeah. So, yeah. So then, you know, then we, they, you know, they have okay, this chat.
We jump from the beginning of the Avengers fight and everything. We see the
Mom and
inspiration
dad
of
Kate Bishop.
Yeah.
And their dad dies off
missing.
Screen.
Yeah, so, dies off screen.
And
so
I'm sorry,
is he truly
like,
dead?
During the funeral, I was like, that's the best photo you have for dad for the funeral? That was a weird photo. I was like, why'd you have to take his Facebook photo? This looks weird.
To which Kate Bishop goes,
Gate Bishop. What do you need, honey?
I need a bow and arrow. Like, what would have happened if she saw the Hulk out the window? If she happened to see the Hulk.
I need a gym.
I need some gamma radiation.
I need chemicals.
I need some gamma radiation up in my jeans.
Who else was in that fight?
Everybody.
Iron Man, Thor, Black Widow.
So I saw Steve Rogers. I need a shield and steroids.
And super soldier serum.
She's Black Widow. I need a butt.
I mean, hey, you know what, actually?
You don't
like,
see her weapons that much. So pew, pew.
Yeah, yeah.
Even a pew, pew.
She doesn't even have pew, pew yet.
She had bzz.
She was bzzing with their own weapons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay? Like, part of me is like, if she actually saw Steve Rogers and she told her mom, what do you need? And she would be like, super soldier serum. I have a feeling her mother would be able to get that for her.
Yeah, because thanks to the Kate Bishop security, there's some Deus Ex Machina shit going on.
A lot of Deus Ex. I was not expecting that because there was no preamble to like how rich and who. I mean, because I haven't read the comics, so I don't know who the mom is. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. Ooh, right.
But thankfully, she saw Hawkeye instead and just said, I need bow and arrow. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, and I felt it was a really good use of the opening credits, you know, like just to show her growth process from youngling to like multi-award winning, multi like gold medalist champions of multiple martial arts and like trials and tribulations.
Who shoots clock towers.
Mm-hmm.
On a dare.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know. I don't even
Seeing
know
that
why.
Scene, it just made me go like, oh, rich kids.
I don't even
yes!
know. I don't even know what the purpose was. Like, it was a
she
dare.
She had a bet or a dare with her friends, like, which was a weird bet. It was like, what makes a bell ring? Is it the bell or the little tonsil in the middle?
That was
like,
the bet?
You guys are in university. You can look this up because
it's
science.
I would have thought the bet was that she couldn't hit it or she couldn't make it ring.
No, I thought that was the bet because they constantly were having this debate of like, what is it, the bell?
I was under the impression that those were her friends and those friends were on her side and they were just musing.
Weren't they? Were they not her friends?
I mean,
we never saw them again, so...
Well, they ran pretty quick. It's like, oh, shit, someone's going to get expelled.
No. And a part of me was like, Kate, just get out of the way.
Why did she run?
I don't know.
She just stood there and got caught like, hey, guys, what's up?
Dude, and then we fast forward. And then like,
and then we go to the best musical of all time, Rogers the Musical.
You just couldn't wait to get to Rogers, huh?
I couldn't. I saw the trailer. I'm like, I need to see more of this. It's so bad, it's good.
Oh, that's sad. And then the dude, like, don't ask for someone's autograph while you're pissing next to them.
Oh my god.
It wasn't an autograph, it was a selfie.
Even worse, like, yo, check out Hawkeye's dick.
and then to still hang around, is now a better time? I'm like, Jesus.
And yes, he aims well.
Yeah.
He can hit the frog.
that was really awkward.
Yeah.
Very awkward.
I mean, it goes to just illustrate, right? Like, a celebrity's life is not their own.
Yeah.
No.
You know what I mean?
Every time when people recognize them, I'm like, bro, this is why, like, all you Avengers don't wear masks and just want to walk around New York. You know what I mean? Like,
I find it funny that Hawkeye then tells Kate Bishop, did anyone see you? And like, but.
Everybody saw you, bro.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, because she was wearing the outfit, the Ronin outfit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll get to that.
I mean, we'll get to that in a minute.
But I mean, just in terms of like...
No, because, do you know why?
Also, for someone who's used to being a covert military person, now that you're going to be fighting in New York, like, I don't need a mask, fuck it.
I mean, I'm surprised no one actually recognizes Black Widow as often.
We don't know that.
Oh, no, but she's very good at hiding her tracks.
That's true.
Remember in Captain America Winter Soldier, like, baseball caps.
Yes. Because, you know, that's the perfect kissing, disguise.
And yes. kissing Steve in public yes. so that people will not look away.
Hawkeye needs a baseball cap because whenever they wear a baseball cap, nobody wore. They all wore baseball caps. Bucky, Steve Rogers, and Falcon. No one knows. Oh, it's just three Americans in a cafe for some reason in Europe. We don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. They keep touching their ears a lot.
Yes, to which we now discover that Hawkeye is deaf in one ear.
I love it. I love that. I love that. It was like...
It humanizes him. I mean, because he is the regular Avenger.
Yeah.
He's the guy who just... He has a bow and arrow.
And I'm sorry, I love that sequence. I can't remember what it was, episode one, episode two, where they give that small little tiny 10-15 second montage of why he has the hearing aid.
All the explosions.
That was one. That was episode one.
Yeah, I'm like, episode two.
Yeah, I think really? It was episode two.
This was around there where Kate Bishop asks.
Right. It's like, what? So I can hear you.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about pretty much an amalgamation of both episodes because they were released at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, to which we're like, yeah, of course he has a hearing aid. I'm surprised all the Avengers don't have hearing aids at this point.
Actually, since we're doing both episodes, we probably can't do a play-by-play.
Nah. Let's just talk about the things that we liked, what we didn't like.
Okay, Pizza Dog is cute as fuck.
Yes. Oh,
wait. I feel like there's something there. I feel like there's something with Pizza Dog.
If it follows with comics, then it should, but...
Pizza Dog is...
That is a real dog, right?
Yes.
With only one eye.
But the so real cute. The real dog actually does have two functioning eyes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So wait, is it prosthetics or CG or what?
CG.
Nice.
Yeah, because there were set photos of the actual dog and he had two eyes.
Okay.
So like, yeah, it's CGI.
So they didn't glue his eyes shut. Okay.
No. That'll be animal cruelty, my God. But what I do love, though...
Disney don't do that shit anymore.
Do you all know... Okay, sidetrack. Y'all know the lemming story?
Which lemming story?
So... There was an old Disney documentary, which ended with the lemmings committing suicide.
Which makes everyone believe that lemmings jump
off because cliffs. They believe that lemmings do commit suicide. They have suicidal tendencies until we found out, nope, those were the filmmakers that shoved them off the cliff.
They were coaxed.
Yeah.
Why?
Disney, y'all got some dark past.
You think? Why is the red man red?
Why did they do that to the lemmings?
Because they needed a story. Legit.
Oh, wow.
They needed a story.
Jesus H. Christ.
So, yeah, anyway. Okay. But one thing I need
Say,
to mention.
Jumbo, I see you got a feather over there.
One thing I got to mention before
I
forget.
Don't have a Dak past. Dak?
Is that I remember you talked about the comics at one point, and you talked about the Russians.
Bro! See the tracksuit.
I actually want them to say bro more, but there's that one guy that's so trusser. Every time, remember when in episode two, like they captured Hawkeye?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's like, so this is your highlight. Hey,
we've
bro,
got you, bro.
It's hard to get warehouse, bro. You see, I tried to get warehouse everywhere. It's all being turned into lost.
I love
bro.
It. It was
and
amazing.
All the guys are like, calm down. No, bro, you say that at the warehouse, bro. It's very hard to get warehouse, bro.
Fucking love the track so much.
No, I love it. Yeah, you know how hard it is? Because everyone wants to buy a warehouse, you could put it into a loft. I'm like, gentrification, right there.
Sabar, man. Kau terasa sangat kenapa ni, babe? Tak ada. Mama ni. Ha? Kau tahu tak berapa banyak aku kerja? I'm like, wow.
But every time when they started, because when I saw the Russians, I was like, ooh, this is the one that Kai was talking about with all the bros. Are they going to do it? Bro. I'm like, yes. Bro.
Yeah, you
got to have the bro.
bro. Yeah. Anyway, so Kate Bishop, you know, so she basically destroys the clock tower, Bell clock tower, and her mother has enough money to just
very
lazy
fare, like, I gotta fucking pay this thing.
There you go.
I'm like,
I'm gonna cut your credit cards, but we gotta pay for this.
Yeah, I'm like, what the motherfucking.
If I'd get less than a C back in the day, I was hiding because my ass would get kicked.
It's Asian
like,
parents?
You literally destroyed school, not
property.
Even school property, school infrastructure.
And possibly a piece of history.
Yeah, yep. I'm like, and so laissez-faire, so blasé. I'm like...
Western parenting versus Asian parenting.
Also rich...
Rich
Western
parenting.
Uber rich Western parenting.
Yeah.
Still, Tony Leung wouldn't let that shit slide.
No, of course not. I mean... Tony Leung would have stopped you even before you did it.
Yeah.
Because I always know where my children are. I always know where my children are.
Children.
So yes,
Tony Leung can say anything he wants. I don't give a shit.
So yeah, mom has a thing for mustache dudes.
The new mustache dude is so fucking creepy.
Jack is creepy.
Douche chills.
Even before the shady shit that happened.
Already it's like...
He's just like... Hey.
I'm like, who are you?
Creepy and douche. Like, the first appearance of him is with the fucking rose in his mouth and shit. I'm
the
like,
second Eva song, I was like, oh my god, him?
<I know>. Oh. And then Kate shows up at the charity event
in
the black tuxedo.
Armand at the charity event.
Yes.
That is the funeral from Four Weddings and a Funeral, right?
Yes,
I knew it.
I don't know.
The actor.
Okay.
That actor's been in a lot of stuff. He's one of those.
The beard hides his age a lot. Because I was like, he's still
alive? He's still kicking.
Wait. Oh, he must have been young back then. He just had a big beard.
Because this is another actor of which we don't know the name, but we know his face. And we know
Four Weddings
been in a
was
lot.
Like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
94.
Pretty much.
Oh my god.
Pretty much.
Do you feel it in your fingers? You feel it in your toes?
Toes?
Fuck off. Oh my god.
Anyway. So
Armand the Third, who apparently has Armand the Seventh, and like, that's a... How many Armands do you want?
Sorry, a part of me goes, are they all clones? Because I'm also watching Foundation, so I'm like, genetic
I'm pretty
dynasty.
Sure they won't go that far.
Foundation, very, very good show. Anyway, just a minor plug for Apple TV.
So, by the way, first thing we got to mention, of course, is that this all happens during Christmas time.
Yes.
So it's snowing and Hawkeye goes to see the big Christmas tree.
Okay, Hawkeye and his family. Mm. You're getting awkward vibes?
Yeah.
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 It really feels like... It feels like a situation where parents have separated and then dad comes to bring you for Christmas.
But they're not separated, right?
But it feels like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I want to understand, like, why is the mother not around? Why is the mother back home? Because that hasn't been explained yet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and why are the kids all like, yeah, dad, it's cool.
Yeah.
We're having... Only the youngest seems to be having a fun time.
Yeah, yeah. Because the youngest doesn't know shit.
Because wait, they all got blipped, right?
Mm, yes. Mm.
Are they just awkward because, like, dad's being very touchy-feely these days?
Probably.
He hasn't seen us for 5 years.
Probably.
Wait, how long was the blip? 2 years? 5 years? Couple years.
2 years, right?
Talk about yourself.
2 years. I think it was 2 years. I mean, yeah.
My man's daughter went through puberty, so that's why I'm like, how many years was it?
Not puberty, she was blip. She was five. I think
she
was
five.
She
was like a goofy tooth little kid.
5 years. 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I would imagine it would... I mean, it's also, I guess, because we're going to be dealing with... the Ronin ears,
yeah,
with Hawkeye. And
keep Ronin.
So I mean, he's coming to terms with that and like the loss of basically his best friend.
Sorry, yeah. Am I the only one that also? I really want that Ronin sword.
You don't want it?
I want the Ronin sword.
You know, it's probably CGI, right? Because you can't do a sword like that.
No, but still,
Yeah, but I just want the prop of the Ronin sword.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a badass sword.
That is a very badass sword.
Yeah.
It is a very badass sword. I can tell why everyone wants it.
Yes. I don't want the suit, because the suit feels a bit...
I wouldn't mind the suit, although in brighter lighting, the mask kind of looks like Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the lines will make it look
like
Kick-Ass.
Yeah, if it's not Hawkeye wearing it, you're just like, it's Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
I know we'll get to this later, but the LARP section...
I'm sorry,
I knew you would have something to
them,
say.
Them's my peoples. Them's are my peoples.
But sorry, no. Those guys LARPing looked shit.
Well, I mean, Ronin, everyone has got to start somewhere.
The Ronin suit in daylight kind of looked a bit cheap.
But I mean, and like, you know, so Hawkeye's through with all these mini interactions, especially for Hawkeye, right?
Yeah.
Especially for Clint. Like
someone who doesn't hang out in the world that much.
Yeah.
You know, I'm waiting for Hawkeye to have this one line of like, I'm too old for this shit. Because he constantly looks like, yeah. I'm too old for this shit.
He doesn't need lines because his face says
Jeremy Renner is doing a lot of face acting in this show.
I mean, just normal acting. Not just
no.
Face acting.
No, the way that I'm trying to say it is like, there's not as much lines as, but Hawkeye has never had much dialogue.
And I mean, you know, acting is more than just lines.
Yes,
Nick, Dorian.
I'm trying to make it. Never mind.
Anyway, so so then we have all these like, and Clint is.
It does stay on Kate much more than Hawkeye. Is that just me?
It does.
Right?
Yeah, it feels...
I mean, okay, I understand why, because I'm pretty sure they're going to bring Kate forward, and of course Hawkeye is going to take more of a back seat moving
How
forward.
How old is Haley?
What, in the show?
No, just the in actor? Real life. Yeah.
The actor, I'm not sure.
Because I'm like, how do you still have your baby fat?
24.
Nah. Okay. I mean, she's 22 in the show. So.
Yeah, I mean, can pass. So,
yeah, because I was like, I feel like I've seen her for a while. I'm like, she's still not grown up yet?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She looks
mm-hmm.
super young. Mm. She now, does look okay. young.
You've read the comics.
Yes.
How?
Okay, in the comics, number one, the dynamic is different because in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Hawkeye has a wife and kids.
Mm.
In the comics, he's a Bujang. Mm. And also has already previously slept with Natasha and Spider-Woman and someone else.
He's a player.
And ends up hooking up with someone else as well.
Mm.
He doesn't sleep with Kate because to him, that's just wrong. Yeah. You're too young for me.
Yep.
And their relationship is already cemented. Like, Kate is the other Hawkeye. She's already the other Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know? So...
Sorry, I just can't help but calling her Speedy.
Yeah.
So yeah, actually.
So their dynamic is more like, hey, old man. And she's the one with the credit cards.
You can see that in the series.
And in the comic, it's more about... Because the comic was about, like, this is what Hawkeye does when he goes home.
Mm.
You know? So in the comic, the setup is that these bros are doing the typical gentrification thing of raising the rents to get everyone out of the building so that they can resell the building and turn it to something else. So Hawkeye uses his Avengers money and buys the building, which then makes him the landlord. So, of course, people knocking on the door, like, my satellite's not working.
Wait, you can't shoot. Oh, does it heat up?
Maybe.
Oh. Maybe I'll take out the.
Yeah.
Bro.
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 Bro. Bro. Bro.
Okay, can you tap that? So, what was I saying? Yeah, so in the comics, the dynamic is very different. He's a Bujang guy.
Mm.
Single.
Bachelor.
And.
Chronic.
Basically, his issues with this gang is like he just wants to keep these guys away, but that, of course, leads to other shit and other shit and other shit and becomes a much bigger story.
So, essentially, this series only took, like, a very basic concept from the comics.
Like, it's taking a bunch, the opening credit sequence totally based on the artwork. But yeah, Pizza Dog is definitely a thing because that's what gets him started with being pissed with the mafia because they beat up Pizza Dog.
Oh, that's a save the cat moment. Save the dog moment. Beat up Pizza Dog.
So yeah, and then he ends up adopting Pizza Dog and all that stuff. So yeah, that's why I'm curious to see where it goes because like I knew going in like, okay, it's going to be different because he's, you know, a husband, a family man, but I was like, oh, it is quite different because it's also becoming the origin story for Kate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but right now it's this sort of like
beat up or ran over Pizza Dog or something.
Oh god. But right now with Hawkeye, we're still trying to figure out, is he separated? Is he still with the family?
I think he's still with the family. Because he and the wife have a shorthand. Yeah. I loved all of that
phone
scenes.
Conversation, yeah.
Right?
She's like, so how serious is this? You know, like, tracksuit mafia, like, oh, fuck, okay. Yeah. Like, I love it. So what's the play? Catch and release. I'm like, oh my god, yeah.
It's like, oh, that was Natasha's play. Like, oh.
Because they better explain it at some point later on. But I'm guessing it's one of those things like, look, you haven't seen the kids for a while. You go take them to New York. Yeah. I'll hold the fort.
Yeah.
And prep everything for Christmas.
Yeah.
And I hope the kids will do something where it's like, Dad, you've been acting really weird. And
no, I mean, yeah.
Everyone in school is 5 years older than me.
Like,
which is strange.
No, it's exactly like Far From Home, right?
Yeah.
Which is basically like, oh, the scrawny kid is now big and cute.
Which I thought was fucked up. Why is he still starting from that grade? I mean, I guess, I don't know, still, it doesn't make sense. Why does he have to start from that grade?
What do you mean?
Wait, no. Oh, no, that kid was in a lower grade.
Yes.
So he had already gone to their grade.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was really weird. But, anyway, there were moments, like, that moment where, like, Hawkeye
phone,
sent,
yeah.
No, and then, like, before that, like, sends his kids off to the airport.
Yeah.
And then she's
the
like...
The daughter is like, Dad, can you just fucking tell us?
No, she's like, you know, you promised you'd be home for Christmas. I was like...
I'll be home.
You got 5 days, which coincides with the amount of episodes you have left. So, be home for Christmas. I'm like, okay. I will be home in time for episode 6.
I mean, you know, and like every person who knows their TV formatting goes,
something's going to happen.
All I can say right now is, Marvel, Disney, if you kill Hawkeye,
no. Wait.
I will be fucking
pissed. Sorry, speaking of which, if you
let him just live with his family on his fucking farm.
If you kill Hawkeye, you would have granted Jeremy Renner's wish since 2012.
No!
You know, Jeremy Renner wanted to be killed off in the first Avengers. Simple reason.
Then would make sense.
Why?
No, because he didn't want to do more movies.
Why?
He was like, I just want to do a one and done. I don't want to play Hawkeye for the rest of my life. Well, look what happened.
But now that you've established his family, please, for the love of God, let him just retire.
Yeah. I mean, we were on the way there. No, like, he was retired.
I don't think they'll kill Hawkeye.
Because then the blip happened.
Cop out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know that you have to retire the character, because that's the thing I realized with this one. It's like, okay, so you have Kate, she's young, and you're obviously concentrating on her so that we can all feel for her more and get to know her character.
Yeah.
Later on, we'll have Miss Marvel, very young as well.
Mm.
And even She-Hulk, she's a lawyer, but she is younger than Bruce, you know? To me, the only adult in the upcoming series that isn't from previous phase is Oscar Isaacs.
Moon Knight. Oh.
That's the only adult, really, isn't it? Right?
But it's Oscar Isaacs.
Well, both of you sighed for, I hope, two different reasons.
No, I didn't sigh. I was...
Because she sighed with a smile that says only one thing.
But no, I wasn't sighing for that. I was sighing because I'm like, are there other films? Like, I'm cycling through the catalogue of...
No, Loki is previous phase. We know he's going to get
like future shows. I'm like,
and Agatha is technically from,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, Elizabeth, right?
Huh? Yeah, so all the other ones are young.
Yeah,
yeah, all the other ones.
Wanda?
Are young.
No. We're talking about like
anyone that's not from previous.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
they're all young.
Mm.
And
because Feige's like, yeah, we need to build longevity.
And also when he said that Stark sold the tower years ago.
Oh,
I'm already like, I know who's the new tenants.
Who?
Who else has a tower in the Marvel Universe in New York?
Four?
Oh.
Oh my God.
So I don't know why my mind went to Doctor Strange, but I'm like, no, that's sort of like penthouse shit.
There are very few Marvel people that have the
enough money.
Yeah, that's
true. Buy a tower.
And Doctor Strange did not buy his brownstone.
Yeah. He inherited it.
Yeah, sorry, I was going to say, wait, Echo, but Echo is also young.
Ironheart is young.
Who is Ironheart?
Ironheart is the young scientist that makes her own Iron Man suit.
Yeah, it's actually next Iron Man. Yeah, you're right.
She-Hulk is, you know, young adult.
Yeah.
I mean, she's an adult, but she's not as old as Oscar Isaacs. Moon Knight is the only, like, adult.
Yeah. Oh, and spoilers, we finally got our first look at Echo to start with the Echo TV series.
End of episode two. Chick holding the speakers.
Right. Yeah,
that's Echo.
And then I told Eva. So yeah, in the comics, Daredevil sleeps with her as well. So Matt Murdock's going to bone this one too. She's like, oh.
Which is going to happen.
And she just went, he has such a type. And I'm like, yeah. He doesn't go for the normal girls. One night stands with the normal girls, but he gets into very bad relationships with semi-Asian ninjas. It's not healthy.
Mm-mm.
And not I mean, healthy. It has been confirmed that Daredevil will pop up in the Echo TV series. So
yeah. I can't see you, but I can hear that you're hot. And she's like, I can't hear you, but I can see that you're hot.
So we'll get along just fine.
Let us combine senses. In the biblical sense.
Do you know much of Echo's backstory? Like,
shit, I did read the beginning of her issues, but I don't know much about her. Mm. No.
Because, yeah, it looks like she's going to have a big part in this series in some way or another. Don't know what yet, but yeah.
Mm. I mean, okay, like, back to Hawkeye.
Yes.
I'm just a wee bit so confused about the people who crashed the black market auction. Like, so were they the Tracksuit Mafia? Because they didn't...
Yeah, they were the bros.
It didn't just seem like they were the Tracksuit Mafia.
No.
They were all the bros.
Sorry, that one fucking bro that was loading the van just like...
With his headphones on.
So, like, what do these... all the bros? Like, what? No, why? Why were they after the watch?
I don't know. Okay,
yeah. What is this watch?
I mean, it was Tony Stark's watch, right?
But what's the significance of it?
They haven't said anything yet. But to me, already when it's like, okay, first item for auction is a Triceratops skull. Like, there's a part inside me like, you rich motherfuckers.
Don't tell anyone where you got this. You don't know where you got this.
Yeah, I'm like, let us stress, this is for home display only. And if anybody asks, you have no idea where.
And then I'm like, and you scavenged the Avengers mansion too? You fucking pieces of shit. But that Triceratops skull really pissed me off. Like, at a personal level, like, it belongs in the museum.
Yeah, because your favorite museum is the National History Museum in London.
Don't be taking dinosaur bits. It's not yours. For everyone. Yeah. It's for science.
To bring the Triceratops back?
But yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that's where we see the Ronin suit and the Ronin sword that they've managed to get their hands on it. And like, I'm wondering why they couldn't just sell it as a package deal.
Make more money. Jinx.
Like, right after you've bought the Ronin sword, like, Pokemon got sued as well. Ah, fuck.
That's what I thought as well. I was like,
hey, bro, borrow money, bro.
Which is exactly what Jack does, right? Like, you know, where, you have no money to buy these.
Yeah. So they want to buy it, and then kaboom, Black Suit Mafia, bro, we explode the wall, bro. We take the sword down, bro.
And then she puts on the suit, and gotta say, not the nicest choreographed fight.
Right? I thought it was like, maybe I was watching it on my phone, but I was
wondering,
like,
whether they're doing it to show, like, yes, she knows something, but she's gonna need training to be Avengers level. But I was like, basic.
But at the same time, it's like, oh, I won don't know how many martial arts, karate championships and...
Yeah, but see, sparring and real life fighting at Avengers level
so,
is
So, you know,
different.
It feels very like, block, hit,
yeah, I
hit,
hope
block,
I hope they
hit.
Improve on the choreography, because if this is the choreography, then something's
I'm sure,
off.
I'm,
yeah.
But well, because, I, like, I mean, I yeah. mean, Hawkeye brings a show.
Yeah.
Hawkeye brings a show.
But I do like, once again, in a movie, in a show where... bottles aren't easy to break.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my god!
High five all around. Yeah. I was like, yes, because you know wine bottles are very hard to break. One, okay?
Yeah, like, they always show like bottles are. You just whack someone on the head.
No, it's not.
It literally has to get shot for it to break.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so cool. Like. I'm like, so yeah, yes, exactly. All high five all around. Like, yes. I was so happy that yes.
But there was a part of me, like, seeing all those wine bottles and the possibilities, I was like, oh, if this Jackie Chan stunt team, best. Tapi yang ni macam tak best.
Yeah. The choreography.
Because she newbie lah. Dia orang baru.
Yeah, she's such a newbie. She just left a trail for herself all the way through.
Yeah, man.
So proud of herself, and then like, get Bishop. I'm like, fuck, back, all the way back to apartment.
Yeah,
I love it.
Especially that bit, like, Kate Bishop is bro. No, Kate Bishop is not bro. Kate Bishop is bro. No, Kate Bishop is not bro. Bro, Kate Bishop is bro.
I love the Strikes of Mafia. They're the most comedic fucking mafia I've ever seen.
And I like that guy that is always also in the other bro that was trying to come. I don't know what his name is, but he's
coming
also,
the smaller bro.
Yeah. But he's also in all the other shows, and I love him. He's amazing. I love him.
Like, whoever came up with the script for the Red Suit Mafia, the Tri Suit Mafia, good job. Yeah. I love their lines.
Because that one, like, if you read the comments, like, please translate this. Translate this into real life.
And did they do a good job of it?
Yes. Actually, like, a part of me is like, could do with a few more bros.
You wait, still got time.
Because literally in the comic, every single piece of dialogue begins and ends with bro. Every sentence begins and ends with bro.
Bro.
Maybe they're afraid it will get too much bro. Bro.
That's what's funny.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Bro, this cannot be not enough, bro.
Yeah, but yeah, so we have that. And then like, Kate.
That was like thunder.
Kate goes over to Armand and discovers that he's dead.
Yeah.
And then
Ronan is then suspected of being.
Funny how these rich people don't have window alarms, huh?
No. Or whatever alarms.
What I love is the slightly telenovela moment of the maid walking in and be like, he's dead.
No, I mean, to be fair, all these rich people probably all get their security systems from
Bishop Security.
And since she works for them, so she can
look it up on her phone.
And disarm all their security systems. So I mean, you know, it's all very convenient.
But we all know who might have done it, Mr. I don't know how to fight sword, but actually I do.
Yes.
I really hate Jack.
I really do. I'm sorry.
I mean, he literally did nothing.
Okay. This is a credit
except
to the actor.
Show up.
He looks like a fucking slime ball. I'm sorry.
He's douchey AF.
A part of me was wondering, you know, they go to the aunt's apartment, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And all the cat stuff. And I was like, I got to look this up because I'm like, are you setting up Black Cat?
Ooh.
Also,
Are they related?
I don't know. And then also I was like, isn't Black Cat under Sony because it's a Spider-Man?
But right now the lines are slowly being blurred. So, but I feel like there's
I'm not going to make that joke.
I feel there was a... There's a more meaning to that line that Hawkeye had for some reason.
Which
of
one?
Like the one where he goes, do you have cats in here? Like, I was like, why is there a part of me that feels like I might have either missed something in the past? And like, this is either a callback or something that's going to happen. Is there anything to do with Hawkeye and cats?
Cat allergies? I don't know. I just took it as like, well, there's a lot of pictures of cats.
Were there a lot of pictures of cats?
I didn't notice any pictures of cats.
Stuff in there.
Okay. There were some questionable fashion choices.
Yeah, she went to work dressed like Billie Eilish in a video.
Yeah.
I mean, not the worst, but okay.
And then there was that orange jacket or something.
Yeah, which one we're talking about.
That's the one, okay.
But yeah, then when she wore the coat over it with the furry bit, I was like, I'm getting Black Cat vibes.
That's...
So
also very Billie Eilish.
Never know.
I love her little like sort of archery corner she has in her apartment.
Yep.
With the bullseye.
Yeah, and like yeah, so then you know the tracksuit mafia tracks her down there because she was like,
hey, Kate Bishop.
Fuck. I'm sorry, I love that she has this one like, yeah, people call me like the greatest archer, and like you're fucking talking to Hawkeye and you're saying this.
Right?
Who calls you that? I do.
Are you one of them? Yeah, well, sometimes. Yeah.
I do like Jeremy Irons. Oh, come on!
Yeah. Yes, yes. This is why I say Hawkeye constantly looks like I'm fucking too old for this shit.
Everything is, oh,
come on.
He's like, okay, one more day. It's like,
it's
I don't
know. Very Arrested Development.
Okay, to which now I want to get to the LARPing section.
Whoop.
Is there a like? Because I see clip four now, clip five.
No, that's the number of clips. But
worst case scenario, if we don't have video, we still have the audio.
Yeah,
if that craps out too. Then we just had a nice conversation.
Yeah,
clap.
Yeah, to which now I want to get to the LARPing.
For those
section.
Who are just listening on audio, this episode might seem very weird because I'm just going to leave this all in.
Yeah, we've been having some technical difficulties with our videos, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I forgot one vital piece of tech because I've been up in the hills and far away.
Yes.
Yeah, and then my GoPro is just like, yeah.
I didn't realize it overheats like that.
Mm.
I'm surprised.
But coming
we
back
get,
to...
We should get tips from our resident GoPro ambassador, Bucky
oh,
Zainal.
Yeah.
Oh. Shout out to Bucky Zainal. Love you.
Have you cut your hair yet, buddy?
No. Still, yeah, anyway, so back to the LARPing section.
Because, like, he discovers, because, you know, like, so Kate Bishop's apartment basically just goes up in flames.
Yes.
Yep. They leave the Ronin suit there because it's going up in flames.
To which Kate Bishop's genius plan was, let me fire an arrow into the fire extinguisher.
And get the ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding,
ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding, straight out. Bro!
Yeah.
Fire extinguisher, bro.
Yeah.
What else are you going to throw, bro?
And then Jeremy Renner goes back to... very casually just slips past everybody.
I love that fireman section.
He's like, just putting on the fireman suit and then going in, scoping out the area. Nobody, and I can't find
Ronin
it. Comes
suit,
out.
Shit.
And then...
LARP.
New York LARPers.
I'm sorry, but I'm like... I've been a covert military operative. Let me check Instagram. Shit, the guy's stupid enough to post an Instagram story about
yes,
it.
Yes,
bro. I'm like, bro. That
bro.
Was a bro moment, okay? Like, macam, like...
Look at my ninja suit.
He's like, I'm like, bro, you want to die? Get macam, get tak perasan.
And it's
really
all over the
serious
news.
Phoenix Jones vibes. I was like, oh, bro.
Get tak perasan langsung.
Nope.
Yang apa itu? Like, macam, you akan mati.
And then LARPing in Central Park? For real?
To which he goes there and the...
He's like, wait, is it the only way I do... Okay, like...
The LARP bouncer is like, oh no, you...
The LARP bouncer.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, you know, you need to sign up. It's like, what is your name? What is your email address? That's classified. Let me just sign here. I love it.
I'm sorry, that moment where they gave him the armor and the helmet. It's like, do I really need to fucking wear this?
There's a helmet. The breastplate and the sword.
No,
foam sword.
There was the helmet with the wig.
Oh, no, he didn't take it, though.
No, but I would have loved it for him to take that.
And then the slow motion.
Oh, I fucking love the slow motion.
I was like, I can do this in my sleep.
It was amazing.
You guys are telegraphing the fuck out of it. And everyone's reacting like, oh.
He's like, oh.
I love that slow motion sequence.
And then he's like, dude, bro, just give me.
This is gonna work in either two ways. I use this sword and I take that from you, or I punch you in the face and I still take it from you. Dude, just let me just kill you, man. I'll give you the suit, just let me kill you.
The poor guy, and then that line, I fought Thanos.
I love this section of Hawkeye's life where he's just done with shit. All he wants is just to fucking retire, I think.
All he wants to do is spend time with his family.
Yeah. Now it brings me back to that callback moment of Avengers Endgame where his entire family just disappears.
Yeah.
I can't believe the film just opened with that. Like, no credits, nothing, just boom, here we go.
Because,
like,
I mean,
everyone was asking where Hawkeye was in the first one.
Yeah.
And now
so
we
was like, well, here he is.
And, I mean, it'll hit you in the balls.
Yeah.
It'll fucking hit you where it hurts immediately. Like, not like talk about narrative economy. Mm. Like, straight to the gut.
Now you know how painful this is. I had a thought that Jack character.
Who is he?
No, I kind of wish he was played by Stephen Toast.
I can actually see that. Right? But I think that would...
Hello! I am your mother's new fiancé.
But you see...
You know what?
Before
you open
Matt
his mouth,
Berry.
I was expecting him to be British.
Yeah, but no, he is French.
No, but...
Ish.
That would be funny. But I don't think he could bring the creepiness into it.
Oh, no.
I think
he
could.
The slime ballness?
He can.
Matt Berry could.
He can.
Okay.
He can. I mean, I know he's known for comedic roles and like really goofball, really
Wait, you
like...
don't think he was creepy as the boss in IT World?
Not really.
Sleazy.
Dumb. Not really. But yeah, for those who don't know, Jack is apparently going to be...
Swordsman, right?
Swordsman.
Yeah.
Who was Clint's circus mentor.
Yeah. The backstory of Clint is he learned all his shit in the circus.
Yeah, as Jacques. But now he's Jack.
Like a degreasing?
Kinda. Except.
Like Robin?
What he learned in the circus was patoom patoom.
Yeah.
Robin learned flippity flip.
Yes.
You can learn many things in the circus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that moment where they had the sword fight, oh, you got me. Oh. Jesus Christ. Even I was getting annoyed. I was like, fuck you, just fight her.
I know, right? She's like, fight for real. Fight me for real.
But I am fighting for real. You are just too good.
and then stab to the face.
In the face. Yes!
Gotcha, bitch. Yeah. And mom's just like, ugh. I'm like, woman!
Even the mother's
parent! Could you please parent a bit?
No, and also, like, I'm like, no, I mean, like, for a security specialist, you seem pretty stupid.
Yeah.
No offense. I'm like, you seem pretty like clouded judgment. Like,
yeah.
She's like, I used to hunt ghosts.
I'm like, I guess Jack must be really good in bed because
he is a swordsman.
How do you not know all of, like, we can see this shit.
She's blinded by love.
Oh. Yeah. Very clearly.
She loves them big mustaches, man.
Oh my god. I mean, even Armand.
Those mustaches.
Yeah.
It's a bushy world in the rich New York.
Armand is really weird. Like, he's talking to Kate at the charity gala, and he's
really
like talking down the mom.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Very strange, motherfucker.
Like, you know, this is the daughter, and you're like, and like,
well, I don't give a fuck.
And like,
I'm old.
You're talking like my mom is not good enough for your nephew. Like, the fuck is this?
Although very, very good New York elite American accent. Because he could have just gone with his British accent, we'd buy it.
Yeah,
yeah,
but no.
No, he's gonna put in work.
Rich elite people.
Was it transatlantic? No, not really.
No, he put in the work though. It was that. My parents were in the Roaring Twenties kind of accent.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Were there any other moments of Hawkeye that stood out at the moment? I mean first,
like,
two episodes.
Yeah, the warehouse, and then Kate Bishop, bro.
Like,
oh, I didn't know we were supposed to bring guns.
Or especially the bit where he just like,
he's like,
we got you, bro. What, this?
What, this? Yeah. I was like, oh no, and they all draw their guns at him.
To which after that, they fucking duct tape him to an amusement machine.
I love it. After Kate.
And he has to get the unicorn, just like, and he looks so fucking, again.
He's just so done. He is pretty much done.
I mean, think about it. You've saved the world. You fought Thanos and all his minions.
And now you have to deal with bros.
And a bunch of dudes.
He's been in space. He met the Red Skull.
Russian tracksuit mafia.
Time travel.
And now he's going to deal with this bullshit.
Well, there was a nice moment where he says, like, when the wife's like, what are you going to do? I'll, you know, bait and switch. And he's like, one Natsul move.
Clearly, there's going to be a lot of callbacks to Nat.
Yeah.
Every moment.
Can I speak to the manager, please? I love it. Middle management.
It's like, you know, are you over there? Are you the manager? Are you in charge here? And all the bros are like, what the fuck, bro?
Bro.
Of course, the reveal of Echo. But,
yeah.
Okay, I got to say.
Wait, so Echo is your boss?
Seems like it at this point. Yeah.
Who knows? But, because Echo wasn't in the series, in that Hawkeye comic series.
Yeah.
But is Echo a good guy or bad guy?
Was Elektra a good guy or a bad guy?
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Morally like I dubious said, and like... Okay.
Matt has a type.
Yeah.
Yeah. A type. But
Charlie Cox?
I found the pace a bit slow.
Is it?
After the first episode, okay, I was like, okay, maybe Hawkeye will start kicking some ass in the second episode. No, he's still in the... I'm not even supposed to be. I'm too old.
Yeah. No. Okay. For me, I kind of like that. Like, let's have Kate Bishop have her moment of fighting.
But it's a bit CW right now.
Is it?
And not CW Flash. I mean CW Riverdale.
Ooh.
Not in that bad a way, but I mean in the way of like, oh, look, rich teen problems.
But I also like this older Hawkeye. I'm really loving this older Hawkeye.
No, yeah, I'm loving the character development, but it's like...
The pacing? Like, it's not... It's.
I'd like to see more arrows being shot.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, to be fair.
You know? I'm still going to watch it because I have such a soft spot for archers.
Yes.
I like archers.
You love your Hawkeye.
I love my Hawkeyes. I love my arrow. If they do another Robin Hood TV series.
Do you watch him with Charlie? Whatever his name. No. Who?
No, I haven't seen the movies.
Oh.
With like, Russell Crowe as Robin Hood.
Like a Robin Hood TV series again? That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Which one was the Robin Hood TV series?
No.
England.
Right. Did we have a Robin Hood TV series? I'm sure BBC must have
done one. I even watched the William Tell series.
Wow.
Jinx.
Oh, that's me.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's been our sort of...
Yeah.
I'm liking the odd couple buddy cop kind of like dynamic. I really think that there has to be something with that dog.
Yes, is lucky the pizza dog.
Yeah. It's just, you know, like the big fight scene was Kate's in episode one, and I'm like we said, it was a bit like.
Hopefully, it'll get better because the slow motion fight with Hawkeye was perfection.
Yeah. Perfection. It was like bop 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 bop.
I just want Clint to show Kate how it's done.
Yes.
Yes.
So then Clint can learn some Kate can learn some shit.
I'm calling it now. Maybe episode 3, episode 4, we're going to get a slight like minute, 2 minute montage of just Hawkeye teaching Kate the ropes.
I think it's probably going to be closer to... How many episodes are we getting? 6 episodes?
Double check.
It would be cool if it's edited to the music from Karate Kid when Mr. Miyagi's in the montage teaching him.
Really?
No,
Rocky?
No, she's the best! The best! Nothing's ever going to...
Nah.
It's gonna
I want her on a boat doing katas.
What? Bow kata? Like bow kata.
No, on a boat.
No. And doing bow katas? Like gun katas, you know? Like
maybe,
equilibrium?
Even better.
Six episodes.
See? So in time for Christmas.
Sorry. 7. Because it says...
Oh, directing... shit. He might not be home in time for Christmas.
Because they're talking about the directors. They also directed 4th and 5th episode. And they'll be coming back to direct the 6th and final episode.
Shit. Will he make it to Christmas? There's that extra episode which makes it go a bit either way. Although Palmer's like, will you just call Falcon? He's the new Captain America now. Get him to come over and just help you sort this out quicker. They never call each other.
I know. Why don't you just call Bucky? Call Bucky. I mean,
some help.
I'm all for more Bucky because I am a very big Sebastian Stan fan.
I think everyone's a Sebastian Stan fan.
I'm a very big Bucky fan.
I still don't know about Sebastian Stan as Tommy Lee, though.
That was
got the looks, but not the bad boyness.
Yeah, yeah, he's too too nice boy.
We'll see how this goes.
We'll also see who pops up because I feel like there might be some people popping up.
Oh yeah,
there's rumors.
I mean, that what's his name has said. No, I'm not on Hawkeye. Wilson Fisk.
Okay, the Wilson Fisk thing, I don't know why people are like saying that, oh, maybe he bought Avengers Tower. I'm like,
High profile.
But there are rumors that Yelena might pop up, which would make sense.
Oh.
Maybe as a post-credit, I don't know.
Oh.
Because, I mean, spoilers, post-credit of Black Widow.
Oh, yeah,
because
Wilson's supposed to be in jail.
Yeah. Huh?
Mm. Wilson's supposed to be in jail anyway.
Right? But you know he can get out at any point. He's Wilson Fisk.
No.
Yeah, but I mean, spoilers, at the end of Black Widow, we find out that Yelena is going to go after Hawkeye. So for her to pop up in Hawkeye would make some sense.
Oh, God. Yelena talking to the bros is going to be fucked up. Although I wouldn't be surprised if what's her name from Seinfeld pops up.
I would not be surprised also.
Oh my God.
Because she is sort of, quote unquote, the new Nick Fury, sort of getting her sort of Dark Avengers.
Please hire Kramer as her bodyguard.
Are you, for fuck's sake.
Every time she calls him, walks in like, bong, bong, bong.
Of which all seasons are now on Netflix. Seinfeld, yay. Yes. That's Hawkeye. Go find it.
So, I mean, I enjoyed Hawkeye.
I'm enjoying it so far.
You have mixed feelings, Kai?
I'm enjoying bits of it. I'm waiting to see more. Eva's probably not going to continue watching.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Until I tell her, like, oh, you got to see this.
Okay.
Because she doesn't like, rich teens and their problems.
Okay.
I'm in it strictly for old Hawkeye because I'm loving this. I'm done with this shit, Hawkeye.
Yeah. I'm in it for the, I'm done.
I'm so done with this, guys.
It would be cool as well if he meets Yelena.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, so we'll see. I got to fight you too. Oh, I just want to go home for Christmas. Can I just, please?
I know. It's just this old guy. Like, but I mean, that's such a done trope as well. I mean, done in an interesting way. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'll be home for Christmas. Like, how many movies have we had from the I'll be home for Christmas, but you're
but
not.
But this
trope
doesn't get old. No, this is good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. We'll probably catch up with it at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go find the first two episodes. It's on Disney Plus. If you're in Malaysia, Disney Plus Hotstar. If you're in Singapore, Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we have Hotstar, you don't. Yes. So yeah, enjoy it. It's a fun watch. Mm-hmm. It is. I'm enjoying it.
It's just not capturing me right off the bat like the other ones.
Yeah. And for those people that are still giving shit to people who have bows and arrows thinking, oh, you can't do shit with bows. Shut the fuck up.
Dude, bows and arrows rock. I'm probably going to buy a bow.
Buy Hawkeye's bow.
No, I'm going to buy a cheap bow.
Oh.
I'm not rich.
Buy the plastic Hawkeye bow. Because
I'm like, there's a good length here.
No. Go buy the Pasar Malam bows. The tiny ones like this big. No. With the suction arrow.
Okay. Right. So this has been an episode of Geeks in Malaysia talking about Hawkeye, the first episode of Hawkeye. Yes. And so stay tuned.
Yeah.
Yes! No, we don't know how to end an episode anymore.
Now, if you want to go and find us, I keep forgetting.
Wait, before that. We have.
Oh, yes!
Yes!
A giveaway!
Yes, we do. Now, stay tuned. The video is going to be coming out possibly next week. We've got a big unboxing.
Literally a big unboxing.
Not going to give too much away. This might be a spoiler, but let's just say we all have the power. That's all I'm going to say. So stick around next week.
So there's going to be a giveaway attached to that as well. Mm-hmm. So do check us out over at our YouTube channel to check about the giveaway. Mm-hmm.
We'll post it on all our socials. Don't worry, you'll find it.
It's usual, like and subscribe and comment on our YouTube channels.
If you're in Malaysia and like free shit.
Yes. Stay tuned. Yes. We have another giveaway. And also for people that have been asking for another giveaway, because some people have asked, hey, are you having a giveaway sometime
fully
soon?
Fully posable free shit.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Very nostalgic. Updated and nostalgic.
Yes, for retro play.
Yes, so this has been an episode of Geeks in Malaysia.
Now, if you're listening to this on Spotify or on iTunes, make sure to, again, like you said, go to youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia for all our videos. Hopefully this video will work. If you're watching this on YouTube, again, hopefully this video will work. Find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google, everywhere you get your podcasting needs.
We're now on TikTok too.
Not yet.
Oh, soon.
Spoilers. Fuck, I haven't announced that shit yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're not on TikTok.
But we will be soon. I guess this will be the announcement. We are going to be on TikTok soon, so stay tuned. You'll find us on TikTok. If you want to, I mean, our account's already there. You can find us at Geeks in Malaysia. There's
Nick
nothing there
yet.
Nick
will do the itty-bitty waist dance.
Yeah, no? Well, maybe. I don't know. But yes, you can still find us at the moment on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Geeks in Malaysia. And of course, if you'd like to give us some support and some money to help donate, because this show doesn't run for free, we still got to pay for shit.
We just had to pay, re-up our subscription, our fees for the server, for the podcast. So yes.
So if you'd like to give us some support to keep this show going, we'd truly appreciate it. You can go to ko-fi.com/geeksinmalaysia. And yeah, that's pretty much it in terms of all the socialness. So yes,
my name is Mila Chen.
I am Nick Dorian.
And I'm Gunnar Lamar.
Keep geeking out, yo,
bro.
Bro.
Bro.